Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Look for more speed cameras to be activated starting next week in Buffalo as in-person learning returns to Buffalo Public Schools. University District Council Member Rashid Wyatt is joining us live this morning. Rashid, thanks for the time. This has been a tough rollout since the beginning, and I know it was discussed yesterday in the council. Where are you on the activation of more speed cams?
Well, I'm very, very concerned about additional activation when we've had five cameras and had such a horrible impact, negative impact on the community. So to think that we're going to put 15 more online just is terrifying. And I'm very scared for the community and for individuals who are already dealing with the impact of COVID-19. To add additional cameras and additional woes to their already difficult life, I just can't imagine.
I think maybe the first thing, there's been an ongoing effort to change some of the rules regarding the speed cameras or maybe scrap the program temporarily, entirely, at least for a little bit. But before any of that happens, it does appear these are going to be activated in a week's time. Does there need to be maybe a bigger community outreach or some sort of, you know, whether it's a news conference, whether it's flyers, big signs put up to let people know that there are going to be these cameras active in a week, because this might sneak up on a lot of people?
Yeah, we've made those recommendations. And as you all know, the Common Council put forth a recommendation to pause the cameras to strengthen the program to ensure that people are well aware of the school zones. That was met with on deaf ears. We were told to do our jobs. Well, unfortunately, this is our job, and we have to take a more active role because it was not done in the right way, in the best interest of safety and of the motorists who are, you know, interacting in our city. It doesn't make a difference if you live in Buffalo or live in Cheektowaga or Amherst. We want to make certain that everyone is fully aware of the matter that we've put forth to make sure children are safe. That safety issue has been taken off the table, and now we're worried about getting tickets, being able to have a hearing, and paying a $50 fine in the midst of a pandemic.
Right, Rashid, is there going to be a grace period, a warning period next week at those 15 schools?
We know nothing. We asked Mr. Helfer to come on and meet with us yesterday during our committee. He had other obligations. You know, it's just laughable. And I'm extremely frustrated because as I continue to get phone calls from people who continue to be impacted with tickets and not being able to have a hearing, having a hearing officer that's actually a prosecutor, all these different things, it's just a mess. And you would think that someone would have calmer heads would prevail, or someone with a sense of decency and caring about the public would take ownership and say, let's put this thing to bed. Let's either pause it and make it right, or just scrap the entire thing, because people don't need to be going through this in the midst of a pandemic. It's just unconscionable.
It doesn't appear, though, that any of those changes are happening, at least in the short-term future.
Well, we are doing all we can as a council and trying to get additional council outside of the city to make some recommendations to either push the button to just jettison this entire program or request the support of our state officials who approved this to repeal it, something. But we're doing everything we can because, again, I'm just frightened what people will have to experience if this thing is rolled out as of February 1st.
You know, at the same time, you don't want people speeding through these school zones, and there was a problem that caused these cameras to be placed in the first place. Where do you think the happy medium is, you know, in between these two? You don't want people speeding through school zones. You've voiced your concerns about the cameras and the program. Where should that medium be?
Well, the medium should be that the administration should pause them and reevaluate the program, so that is now the focus is back on children's safety and not on getting a dollar. That's the happy medium. I think the council has been very loud and clear. We all want our children to be safe. And I have had conversations with constituents who really want to see the program scrapped. But because of the frustration in the rollout and because there seems to be no appetite to fix it other than just to go forward, that's why I want it scrapped. Other than that, I want children to be safe. I don't want people to be speeding through school zones and endangering our babies. However, to the extent that the administration is resistant to do some listen to common sense, I think we just better off just repealing it totally.
The council has previously asked for a pause. The mayor did not go along. Do you ask for a pause again? Or like you just mentioned there, you said you want it repealed.
I think yesterday a couple of my colleagues did ask for it to be paused. I don't know what else you need to do when the public outcry is so adamant that this is a money grab and you don't want to reset it to show that this is not about a money grab. It really is about the safety of children. I think it's extremely important for the administration to hear from not just the council, but from the public at large that this needs to be paused before we go any further and increase people's frustration. To the extent that I don't know if they're going to be able to come back from it.
You also discussed yesterday this problem with ATVs, dirt bikes, different vehicles that are meant for off-roading being used on city streets. I think a lot of people might not understand what we're talking about, but if you've seen the problem firsthand, you'll never forget it, right? It's almost like an organized effort to just roam around on these ATVs, you know, kicking up dirt and causing noise all throughout the city and other areas of Western New York, too, I should add. What was done yesterday? What are you looking at that can be done to prevent, you know, these crazy people weaving in and out of traffic at times and other times just wreaking havoc?
Well, I believe congratulations to Councilmember Bowman and Councilmember Nowakowski, the newest council members who took this issue head on. I've seen it for myself, packs of ATVs driving up streets, up residential streets, terrifying residents because they have children who, if they run out in front of these ATVs, could be harmed and killed. And some of the other things that I heard is the horrific accidents that have occurred with these ATVs. So they've put forth legislation to increase the fines significantly that law enforcement can now get these ATVs and hold them where these individuals can't get them back because it's just an extreme danger. And we're hearing more and more, not just in the city of Buffalo, but across the country, where these ATVs are becoming a real issue impacting people's quality of life, endangering lives.
Are they licensed? Are they able to be on the road?
They're not able to be licensed in the city of Buffalo. They are off-road vehicles that are typically used out in rural areas where there's plenty of room to roam, but they are not able to be licensed in the city of Buffalo.
All right. Good to know. And thank you so much for the update, not only on that, but of course the school zone speed cameras, which will be a big issue coming up about a week from now. That's Rashid Wyatt, University District Common Council member, joining us live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.